Even though Nevada imports most of its food supply, the local farm movement is here to stay. Megan Messerly has written about Nevada's agriculture for the Las Vegas Sun and recently spoke with our public radio partner, KNPR, in Las Vegas. She says the increase in farms has a lot to do with demand for locally sourced ingredients from high-end restaurants.
That's actually encouraged a lot of farmers in knowing that there is a market for their food. This gives them sort of a local, you know, one-to-one relationship where a farm can have a relationship with a restaurant.
This means farmers have to grow more crops in Nevada's less-than-ideal climate. But that's where hoop houses come in handy.
They're these large half-circle type structures that sort of shelters the plants from some of the wind and the rain and the cold, insulates it a little bit. It's not the most favorable environment for growing produce, but in general, the farmers have figured out some ways to get around that.
Messerly says that most new farms in the state are small, community-based operations, not the industrial types seen in areas like California's Central Valley. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.